It's your boy Beto in the Sun Radio Solar Powered Saloon, straight out of Oxford.
Yes. Yep.
It's South Arcade. What's cracking, y'all?
Good. Well, we're good.
Very good, thank you. How are you?
You know what? Life's great.
Good.
Congratulations. You got blessed with some beautiful Central Texas weather on weekend two.
Yes.
So hot.
What was it like last weekend?
This, but about 15 degrees, felt warmer because of humidity.
Okay, so we made the right call.
You did.
Okay.
I don't know what you had to do with it, bro, but yeah.
We're just bringing the British weather, just cooling things down.
I got told this is like cool for Texas. Like, I got told it's like it's colder.
I would say that this is what this is today is an like a fall. Like, yeah, a season
might
like
change.
Wow.
We're not used to that.
That's crazy.
I've been at ACL before where it's been like 110 degrees, where it's hailed. You never know what you're going to get. So you're welcome.
Okay.
I felt bad for the moshes today, man.
Yeah.
They were sweaty. Yeah, it was getting hot in that mosh.
Struggling.
Pit.
They were struggling.
I was in the shades and it was hot, man.
I love that. Southarcade.co.uk to follow along with them. When you see something like that at a show, how bad do you want to go be a part of it?
You know what I mean? You want to jump in, man.
Yeah, you just want to get involved, really.
The stage was a bit high, though. I couldn't jump off. Yeah, bro. I need some stairs to go down or something.
Has anybody ever, during a show, felt the urge so strongly that you became part of it?
I did. We did Reading Festival in the UK.
Nice.
And we'd had sort of a whole day of technical nightmares. And it got to like the last... We did a secret set. So we did two sets in one day. Second set, the secret set, we went down, had technical problems there. We got to like the last song, like the last chorus. I thought, right, I'm just going in. I was like, I've got to have something good about today.
I remember
so I just took
down.
The bass off and I just ran in. And then, Cody looked down.
I remember looking up within a split second and our tech was playing the bass whilst Ollie was in the mosh pit.
And the security like grabbed my belt. I think they thought I was a crowd member.
Love
so they
it.
Were trying to stop me. So
pummeled
there was
you.
There's a bit of a grapple and then I escaped.
I'm in the band.
Yeah.
Threw you back on stage.
Yeah.
Finished the set.
Yeah. That was good.
I want to hear about what your experience in Central Texas has been like and touring around the world now, but was everybody from Oxford?
No.
We actually met in uni, didn't we? So I'm actually from Wales.
The university at Oxford?
No.
We met in actually like towards London.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Okay, so describe what uni means, because there's a lot of different universities here. Is that a particular one in England?
Yes, we went to one called ACM.
A music one.
Surrey
a music
university.
One in... Nice. In Guildford, which is like a little town outside London.
Yeah.
And then after that, we lived there in that town for a bit, and then we all moved to Oxford to live in Harmony's family home. So it was like changing
Aww.
Like dining rooms into bedrooms. Like all the rooms were basically just...
And we gotta give a shout out. Harmony is here. She's on vocal rest right now.
I'm so sorry, guys.
No, she's giving us a lot
Husky.
Of sign language. Thankfully, it doesn't translate over the radio due to FCC. But hey, you're number one too, Harmony. okay, so you met at uni and everything. And how has South Arcade now grace in festival stages and... Rocking shows
I couldn't tell
all over
you,
the world.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Just
no idea.
Some silly videos on the internet, I think.
I think we caught the wrong flight.
Yeah. Just,
stop.
No, I think just like we... Not to get too sentimental or earnest, but we do all get on very well. And
as in band members.
Yeah,
yeah,
as
we're
in,
all like siblings.
Really. And I think then the fun of our friendship... Yeah,
I love this.
We don't do this. This
issues.
Is a British thing. We don't talk about this sort of thing.
Well, what else can I ask you that would make you more uncomfortable? Spotted dick. Is it a real thing?
It is, and it's a dessert.
I knew that, and I've said that on the radio a million times. Whenever we're talking about something from across the pond, and they're like, "Dude," and I'm like, "No, man."
I don't know who
it's
came
a real
up.
Thing.
I don't know who came up with that name. I don't know what they were thinking. Well, I know what they were thinking, but it was that's just why would you do that?
Do y'all eat that there? Is it a good dessert?
I've eaten a fair
I've
few,
never
yeah.
Had it.
I have no idea what it is, man.
I've eaten a few, yeah. And and boy, do they taste good. Is this, what time is this going out?
Might have to see if UPS will ship over some spotted dicks
yes,
for us
yeah.
across the pond to try
very
sometime.
Kind. Yeah.
I'll give you my review.
Please.
Y'all are putting out new music, Fear of Heights, Supermodels.
Yeah.
It's a fun, you can tell that you guys get along.
Yes.
You know, and that it's almost like the band's vibe, which I want to ask you what vibe means to you first, and then I'll tell you what I get from it. But like if someone were to say, describe vibe.
Like our vibe.
Together, yeah.
Our vibe.
Having that fun.
Not too serious. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't go on stage and start like...
moshing?
No, like, you know when they start like...
like preaching almost.
Like a big deal, serious.
No, they're trying, they're like posing.
Cool.
Like, you know, if you want to do that, go and model, you know, but like, we're not here for that. We're here to jump around.
You were looking right at me when you said that too. Yeah. Should I?
Yeah. You should. You should. You have a... but then, yeah, we just go on stage, jumping around. I mean, we're not modeling by the time we come off. We're sweaty and we're... But the main thing is we've all had a good time and so is the crowd. That's the vibe for us. What's the vibe for you?
I would say... hearing that y'all get along so well, that's the vibe. It's like y'all put out that energy. I mean, Harmony's great on the vocals and everything, but the band, you're not looking like you're trying to be anything else except South Arcade.
After they've written
their music, playing it for the fans and having fun. It's, you know, you've extended that friendship circle from the band members to the people who experience it.
I get, that's a nice way of putting it. Yeah. I think it's just like... part of why it's so fun is because it's sort of so silly that we are doing what we're doing.
There's clowns on stage.
That we're all the way in Texas.
It's wild.
And we, you know, we've been a band like a few years, but not like that. It's all happened quite quick, so it's all just a bit silly. That's what. That's all it is.
Mental.
It is.
It's absolutely mental.
I'll try and chime in, Husky. But no, we're really enjoying it, and like what you said, like that friendship thing, and then how that kind of. But even like in these last three shows we've been doing in the US before today's date, like when we pass the people that bought tickets, like on the way to the venue, it's just like seeing a mate in the street and being like, all right, yeah, so you in there. It's not that like shift in hierarchy. Like, it's like, I like the thing you said about almost like extending that friendship circle. I think that's really cool.
And if people want to get a vibe of South Arcade, I threw up the Supermodels music video that y'all did. And they'll be able to hear this extended video up at sunradio.com as well. What's it like making videos like that and extending, you know, the art from the band outside of just making music?
Like music videos or like TikTok videos?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. They're both artistic in a sense.
Yeah. I think Harmony's got a really strong vision for the aesthetic of the band, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a, a chance to bring that to life for 3 minutes, man, you know?
Yeah.
And then the TikTok thing is just like the same extension of just like just goofing around, bro.
I think we're referencing like things from the 2000s, you know, like video games or like Need for Speed or
Grand Theft Auto, like fashion games, like other music.
Things that we sort of like just missed, but we always sort of like wish we grew up in the actual era of it.
Yeah.
Like my dad's like he gave the first CD he ever gave me was Limp Bizkit, and like. I grew up listening to that music and thought, I wish I was in that era. Like, I just missed it.
It's all our parents' fault. Yeah. They gave us all the 2000s.
But I think that's what's happening on TikTok. It's like, we just missed it and we're trying to bring it back for ourselves and the fans, you know? Because they missed out too.
Quick question about TikTok or just social media. I see a lot of bands complain that now they feel they have to be content creators as well as being musicians. And then I hear, you know, like y'all, you're kind of like laughing and talking about it. Is it fun to do that? Do you think that will ever be not fun? And is it really like a requirement now to be in any kind of media?
It's definitely a requirement, but... But if you frame it and make it feel like it's a requirement and not something you can enjoy, then you never. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's really important. Like, it's work. Yeah. It's really important if you enjoy it. Like you just that comes across in the videos you're making. Like if you're enjoying what you're making, same with the music. It's the same as anything. Like if you enjoy what you're making, then it's not a chore and it's not work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like going back to what you were talking about as well with like us not really taking ourselves seriously. It's like I think if you take it seriously, that's what makes it feel like a job to do it. Whereas like because we just literally set up four cameras and like. We just basically do what we do every single day. We just have a laugh as mates. And then we just sort of try and capture the gold dust from that.
It's people
like,
love the behind the scenes,
dude. It makes it fun. You know? It's not true.
Also, my perspective is like, bands have been doing like stunts and cool things since the beginning, man. Like, it could be like rock bands climbing the rig of a stage and jumping in the crowd. It's the same thing, you know, just filmed on a phone instead.
Well, Was there a moment you got outside of this Zilker Park area to experiencing anything in Central Texas whilst you've been here?
We haven't yet because we nearly missed our flight.
Okay.
So we landed at about 9:30. We came straight here. But
the last
we've been
time we were
to
here.
We've been to Dallas before,
Dallas,
and we're coming
yeah.
back round at the end of this tour. We'll be here like early November.
I went to Terry Black's barbecue last time I was here.
Oh,
and that
speaking
was
the language,
was the best thing I have
so
ever
good.
Had in my life.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All easy. Around.
Yeah.
Best
it was,
thing
it
ever.
Was unreal.
Like a whole animal on my plate.
In the
it was
best
incredible.
Way.
Yeah, in the best way.
Shout out the socials if people want to follow along with the content that y'all create as well. The social yeah. media handles.
Just South Arcades.
Yeah, on TikTok, easy. On Instagram.
We got there early. We got the handle. We didn't have to do like South Arcade_band. It's
one,
just
two, three,
South Arcade.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wish you the best success from Sun Radio here and southarcade.co.uk to find out all that tour information when they're coming
thank
back
you,
through Tejas.
Thank you for having
safe
us.
Travels, y'all.
Thank
nice
you so
one.
Much.
Thank you, bro. Take care.